This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, February 10th, 2018. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I've got really a ton of news that I want to share today. And before we get started, I've got several clips also today that I want to play, a little more than usual. But I think it's important because a lot of this is not aired on mainstream media, and I don't know how much, you know, maybe other hosts have shared some of this type of information. But we're going to get into it. It's a lot of stuff I want to get through today. I just wanted to open up with a couple of announcements. My friend RC last week, thanks for the many emails. Thanks for the prayers. Things have not changed. His wife is still on life support and touch and go. We don't know. Also, to the long-term listeners of this broadcast, this will be the long-term, guys. Way back when I had a co-host named Brian. This is 08, 09, 010. I think it ended somewhere in there. I'm not exactly sure, but whatever. His dad's in really bad shape. Those of you that know him, his dad's in bad shape. And in the hospital, things are not looking so good there either. Keep him in your prayers. And, of course, Ursula Hasselbeck, Monica Schaefer, we've discussed that that situation. All of the political prisoners from Charlottesville, the ones that are in prison in ungrate Britain, Germany, and other places, we want to always include them in our thoughts and in our prayers. Now, let's get started because I got so much I want to cover. And you guys all remember Glenn Beck. I'll change my views for a check. Glenn Beck, remember when he was at CNN and how during that time he acted like he hated Ron Paul? This was all through the Ron Paul runs for president or whatever. And then he went over to Fox News and he loved Ron Paul. Now, I despise Glenn Beck. I don't know, you know, if and when we take phone calls, you can disagree if you've, you know, got some silver lining for Glenn Beck or whatever. I personally, I see him as the epitome of a cuck. I mean, when you look up cuck in the dictionary, they should have a picture of Glenn Beck standing there crying. But Glenn Beck has solved all the world's problems. He has outed the world's biggest enemy. He has found out who he has uncovered with his super sleuth skills, Glenn Beck, who is funding the revolution to take over the world. And no, I know you're all guessing it's not George Soros, which we've got some stories hopefully we'll get to about that. But no, Glenn Beck has found out who is running the world, who is trying to take over the world, where the revolution is coming from, and who is funding the takeover by this said group. Now, this was actually accidentally caught some of Glenn Beck's radio show this week, and he was going down through this litany of insanity when I tuned in. So we've got two clips here. One, they're about a minute and a half each, something like that. There may be a little pause in between. Sam's going to play them both for us. This was Glenn Beck this week. He has solved all the world's problems. He has outed the enemy. He's outed the funder of the enemy. Here we go. Let's play the Glenn Beck, Sam.
This is really important. This is the early stage of the Nazi movement. Let's start at the rise of the far right in both Europe and the United States. We've been hearing it for several years now, but the individuals and the groups are always reported on individually. For example, the far right in Germany and what their goals are. the far right in France. What is it that they want? Yesterday, I told you about the identitarian movement and how things started to really come together for me quickly when I saw this movement, hashtag 120DB. They are weaponizing real issues to focus rage. And there are two questions. Are these groups acting independently? And if not, where are they getting their central guidance? I was one of the first to point out exactly 3 years ago this month on Russian support for far-right and left groups in Europe. I also told you at the time they were going to infiltrate and try to influence our media and tear us apart from the inside. This not only included advice and guidance, but cold, hard cash. 3 years ago, we told you that. We also pointed out that France's National Front receives 9 million euros from the Kremlin. The leader of Greece's Golden Dawn received handwritten notes from Kremlin advisors while he was in jail. Every influential extreme party in Europe appears to be connected to Russia in some way or another. A few months after I first aired the show on Russian support for these groups, a gathering took place in St. Petersburg, Russia. It was called the International Russian Conservative Forum, and most people didn't pay any attention to it. It was a gathering of fringe political activists from all over the world. They were all in attendance. But from that meeting was born the World National Conservative Movement.
Okay, let's go ahead and start the second clip if we can. And so that was clip one. We're going to play clip two. It's kind of a continuation of that. I don't know why it's broke up like this.
It's a rather large movement now. In the last 3 years, it now encompasses 28 countries and 60-plus groups and growing rapidly. Their specific goal was to support radical activists and politicians all over the world, both financially and, see if this sounds familiar, through an aggressive media, social media, and internet troll campaign. Ever since that meeting, the WNCM has acted like the International Tides Foundation for the far right. However, as dangerous as I thought the Tides Foundation was to our constitutional republic, this is a threat to the entire world. This is the new Nazi movement. The movement I spoke about yesterday, the identitarian movement and generation identity, is only one of the foot soldiers in this massive campaign. Invitations like this one went out to Jim Dowson. He's the founder of UK's Britain's First Party. And they were sent out to anyone that had a group that might answer the call to arms. Similar invitations went out to several Americans, including Jared Taylor of American Renaissance, who was one of the founding partners who attended the conference. Taylor has been very, very vocal about white supremacists. He's a white supremacist, been very vocal about it for years here in the United States. And Taylor shares a connection with Richard Spencer. We know Richard Spencer. He is America's new favorite Nazi.
All right. I wish I could have found the clip from the radio show, but Glenn Beck now is taking it upon himself to claim that the Russians are supporting these nationalist movements, which, of course, they call white supremacists, but it's nationalist movements, which are growing. And what else would they do all through Europe, given this massive tide of invaders that has intentionally been thrust upon the native populations in Europe? Glenn Beck is saying that they're being funded, and I hope they are. I hope they are. I care not who funds those organizations. I hope they are funded. I don't care where the money comes from. That's where we're at, right? But, you know, that's all lies. This is the latest smear. The Nazis are the biggest threat to Western civilization is what Glenn Beck goes on to spew out. I mean, how ridiculous. So I just wanted to share this so that you will be looking out for the same insanity coming from some of the rest of these bought and paid sellout pundits that make millions peddling this disinformation on to the public. And from what I could tell, what little I got to tune in to his lame-ass show this week, he spent most of the week throwing Richard Spencer, Matt Heimbach, many of the others in the far right movement under the bus for various reasons, and also claiming that they're all funded by Russia. This Russia conspiracy, where you scapegoat Russia for everything, I think it is. These dumbasses like Glenn Beck can keep on preaching this if they want to, but I don't think that many people in America is going, if they haven't seen through it yet, they've got to be seeing through how this is so ridiculous. Now, I got to move on fast. Washington Post this week ran a story, and I wanted to lead off with this. President Trump's, and I'm reading from the Washington Post, guys. President Trump's proposal to cut legal immigration rates would delay the date that white Americans become a minority of the population by as few as one or as many as five additional years, according to the analysis by the Washington Post. Now, did you read that? This is so important because, see, this is their agenda. This is their by-design, intentional agenda. So, of course, now they're reporting on it. This proves the agenda. It exposes the conspiracy. It sheds pure light on the truth, the intentional browning of America. Now, the plan released by the White House last month would scale back a program that allows people residing in the United States to sponsor family members living abroad for green cards, and would eliminate the diversity visa program that benefits immigrants in countries with historically low levels of migration to the United States. Together, the changes would disproportionately affect immigrants from Latin America and Africa. The Census Bureau projects that minority groups will outnumber non-Hispanic whites in the United States in the year 2044. The Post analysis projects that where Trump's plans to be carried out, the date would be between 2045 and 2049, depending on how parts of it are implemented. They're worried about this. They're actually analyzing this. They're staying up late at night with their calculators trying to calculate what is actually happening, because it can't happen soon enough, obviously. That is obviously their intent, so they're having to reanalyze, because when Donald Trump says he's going to end the diversity visa program and he wants to end chain migration, well, by golly, those in the know that have put together this agenda know that that is scaling back. That is scaling back their desired goals of the destruction of Western civilization as we know it in America. And this blew my mind that this was in the Washington Post, but I have yet, I don't know if anyone else, I didn't get to listen to a lot of various radio this week, so I don't know if anyone else picked this up or carried this story. All told, the proposal could cut off entry for more than 20 million legal immigrants over the next four decades. The change could have profound effects on the size of the U.S. population and its composition, altering projections for economic growth. Yeah, that's what they always, having all these people come from these third world countries is just making us boom economically. That is the fallacy that they always try to promote. And the age of the nation's workforce, as well as shaping its politics and cultures, demographers and immigration experts say, by greatly slashing the number of Hispanic and Black African immigrants entering America, this proposal would reshape the future of the United States decades ahead. Many fewer of us would be non-white or have non-white people in our families. Oh, said Michael Clemens, an economist at the Center for Global Development, a think tank that has been critical of the proposals, selectively blocking immigrant groups changes who America is. This is the biggest attempt in a century to do that. This is the Washington Post. So all of these insane lunatics, all of these super cuck conservatives that said, you know, this is all some kind of conspiracy theory. This is stuff that people on the far right delve into, and it's nonsensical. Here is the proof in the Washington Post. They are decrying the fact that their beloved projections for the destruction of America and reducing it into a third world, well, we all know what word should be used, is being defunct. It is being delayed. It is deliberately being pushed back by a president that may actually be attempting to not allow this destruction to happen. Why, why? This is the proof that this is all being deliberately done by design. I know all of you listening to me on RBN know that, but there is a slew, 95% of these Fox News watching Americans are clueless. They see it happening around them. I don't really know how they're clueless, but yet I talk to them, and I know they are, but I don't see how they are, but yet I know they are. It doesn't make any sense, I know, but that is where we find ourselves. Interesting story. We all know it's insane to continue to flood our country out. I mean, you know, I tell everybody that, listen, we got a lot of problems in America. Lots. But one of them is not underpopulation. I don't care what the TV says. I don't care what they say about the workforce. I don't care what they say about anything, because they are liars. We're not underpopulated, and the what they're telling us is we need more of the same poison. Now, I want to explain this. I've got a bunch of weird emails from people listening. The reason the name of this broadcast is The Alternative Media is not that I am The Alternative Media. It's that I cover stories from The Alternative Media. Now, yes, I just covered a story from Glenn Beck, and you may say that's not alternative media, but it actually is, because he's attempting to lie and spread disinformation, and that's what you know, I'm here to try to expose, and you decide. Hey, it's like Fox News. I'll report. You decide. But there seems to be, you know, some kind of criticism over the freaking name. I don't. If you don't like the name and you don't like this broadcast, do like I do. I don't listen to broadcasts I don't like, and I surely don't email. I've never emailed a host about a show I don't like. You're welcome to not listen. I mean, I don't understand how to make it any more plainer now. All right, let's move forward. Listen to this. This is Daily Mail Online. I didn't get to hear a lot of radio this week, but I got a feeling nobody much has covered this story. At least not covered this story like I'm fixing to cover it, and we'll have to play the clip after the break, but I'll go ahead and set it up right now. Now, if you haven't heard this, if you haven't heard the audio, you have not heard this. Buffoon Adam Schiff, the ranking Democrat member of the House Intel Committee, was recorded speaking to two Russian pranksters who spun this elaborate Russian tale to Adam Schiff. They got Adam Schiff on the phone, and he lapped this up like a pig does slop. Now this, let me set this up now. This is Adam Schiff talking. He thinks he's talking to two Russians that's giving him dirt on Trump, right? But they're comedians. But this is exactly what they criticized Donald Trump Jr. for doing when he met with that woman that said she had some dirt on Hillary, the Russian woman, whatever her name was. But then she was wanting to talk about adoption. You know, I think Putin put a stop to Americans adopting Russian children because, you know, America's full of fags and trannies and stuff, so he put a stop to that. But you remember the media outcry because Donald Trump Jr. had met with this woman, and then when he found out what it was, he left. Here we got Adam Schiff on the phone. He tells the two, Vulcan and Lexus, the two radio pranksters who have also hit Nikki Haley, that he would pass their claims to the FBI. The duo posed as fake Ukrainian politicians to say Trump had sex with Russian glamour model Olga Bazova after a Miss Universe pageant in 2013. In the call, they said Putin had been passed naked pictures of Trump, and now President had used secret codes for talks with Russians The duo had given these emails to thedailymail.com, which showed Schiff's staff trying to arrange to collect the classified documents from the Ukraine. We'll play the clip on the other side, that great American Adam Schiff trying so desperately to set up Donald Trump. Back in moments.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or Calm and Clever.
We are back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Now, I've already set this up. This is the esteemed Senator Schiff trying to secure a safe United States from Donald Trump. Let's listen. Now, this is actually a Mark Dice clip. It's about 4 minutes, so it'll fit good here. Let's go ahead and hear Adam Schiff and the Russian comedians. Go ahead, Sam.
Things just keep getting better every day. Since the Democrats have been acting in bad faith for the last year, everything that they do only ends up backfiring and making them look like a bunch of paranoid lunatics and hypocrites. Well, it turns out that a couple Russian pranksters, known for making prank calls to celebrities and American politicians, got Congressman Adam Schiff on the phone, the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, and said that they had some compromising photos of President Trump. He sat on the phone with them for over 8 minutes, buying their story hook, line, and sinker, and then coordinated with them so that he could get his hands on this material.
Hi, all right, I'm going to put Mr. Schiff on the phone, and then I guess are you going to transfer him to Mr. Parubi?
Yes, of course.
Great, thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Schiff, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you.
He's posing as a Ukrainian politician who's obviously the chairman of some committee.
I know that you work for investigation regarding Trump and Russian government.
Yes.
We know some important information about it.
And that is documented as well in materials you want to provide to us?
Yes. Could I explain you where we are?
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, I would just caution that our Russian friends may be listening to the conversation, so I wouldn't share anything over the phone that you don't want them to hear.
No, I don't think that it will impact on our investigation.
Yes. Well, please, go ahead then.
In November 2013, Mr. Trump visited Moscow. He visited a competition Miss Universe, and there he met with Russian journalist and celebrity Ksenia Sobchak.
I'm sorry, can you explain that again? While he was in Moscow in November 2013, he met with a journalist and...
Well, she's poor journalist. But anyway, she became famous because of Putin is her godfather.
Okay, Putin is a godfather. Okay.
She also known as a person who provided girls for escort for oligarchs. And she met with Trump and she brought him one-hour Russian girl, celebrity Olga Buzova, who also known as a person with a strange reputation.
Olga, and how do you spell her name?
Olga Buzova.
Buzova. So
yes.
Olga Buzova is a friend of the reporter Sobchak?
Yes, she's a friend of a reporter and I think the special agent of Russian Secret Service, Ksenia Sobchak.
Okay, and so Buzova met with Trump in New York at some point after the 2013 Miss Universe
yes.
pageant.
Absolutely, and she got compromising materials on Trump after their short relations.
Okay, and what's the nature of the compromise?
Well, there were pictures of naked Trump.
Okay. And so Putin was made aware of the availability of the compromising material?
Yes, of course. Buzova shared those materials with Sobchak, and Sobchak shares those materials with Putin, because...
It just keeps going on and on, and Schiff for Brands keeps buying the whole story. I'll leave a link in the description below to the complete video if you want to go and listen to it, but I'll play the very end of it for you here so you can hear how excited and how happy Schiff was to have received this information.
Well, thank you very much. We will be back in touch with you through our staff to make arrangements to obtain these materials for our committee and for the FBI, and I appreciate your reaching out to us.
Well, let's be in touch, and I will wait for your response from FBI.
Excellent. I'll have them follow up as soon as possible, and I thank you again.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, there you have it. Now you can go. You can like go online, and you can listen to the whole thing. The whole thing's 8 minutes, but Mark Dice had kind of chopped the very best of it up. Now this. Lester Holt didn't cover this on NBC News like he did when Donald Jr. met with the Russian. I don't know if she was a lobbyist or what, whatever. I can't remember really, but I know it's something to do with adoption. but anyway, you know, that was a huge story, headline drudge. They thought they had Trump Jr. wrapped up in some stuff. Here's Schiff is salivating at the mouth, hoping that he's finally hit, you know, the bullseye, that he's got the silver bullet to take down Trump, and it gets no airtime whatsoever. We're coming up on the break. When we come back, Delaware proposes allowing children to choose race or gender without parents' knowledge. Back in moments.
Going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back on the alternative media. Baron in the studio, saying I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. We should have seen this one coming. Heck, it's predictable. In fact, maybe we did even predict this. You know, what else would it do? If you're standing, sit down. If you're sitting, perhaps you should lay. Delaware proposes allowing children to choose race or gender, including hormone drugs, without parents' knowledge. Need to Know News is the source on this. Governor John Carney declared a new state policy called Prohibition of Discrimination that allows children K-12 to choose their own name, race, or gender identity, and even access hormone blockers necessary to transition to the opposite sex. Students would be able to join any sports team they choose and use bathrooms and showers according to their chosen identity. Parents are outraged over the proposal, and over 11,000 public comments submitted to Delaware's Department of Education have been overwhelmingly negative. Schools in Chicago, Massachusetts, and Oregon have similar policies in place. Delaware is considering adopting a policy that will let young students in school choose whatever gender or race they want under a veil of school protection, mandating that the parents not be notified of these decisions unless the student explicitly wishes that the parents be notified. Drafted by Delaware Governor John Carney, the anti-discrimination policy, that's the name of it, it's the anti-discrimination policy. How about that? States that children K-12 can choose their own identity and whatever race or gender they feel most comfortable with, and even access hormone blockers necessary to transition. Without the consent of their parents. Regulation 225, Prohibition of Discrimination, also indicates that the students will be able to join any sports team they choose and can use bathroom showers according to... All right, it's just repeating itself. We are moving into... And the other source on this, too, is the Delaware State News. It opens a Pandora's box, Representative Rich Collins said, according to Delaware State News. It has the potential to twist schools up in knots, he added. Proponents of the policy, however, see it as necessary through measure that will protect transgender students and minorities from discrimination. Unfreaking believable. The schools are a total wreck. The schools are a total joke, and they're only going to get worse. If you have the ability at all, or even if you don't, jerk your kids out of the public school system, because it is going to turn into Sodom and freaking Gomorrah. I mean, there's a broadcast that I listen to sometimes, and there's a school teacher that calls in from out west. I'm just going to leave it at that. And it is, I'll never forget a call, it's probably been a year ago, where he went into what was happening in that school system about how many of the girls is either bisexual or lesbian, how many of the boys is homosexual, the violence in the school, not caring about getting an education attitude in the school. It is, you know what, really, this is the scary thing we really should think about. Think about how fast they've overwhelmed this this country with this transgender nonsense. And, you know, we're talking about a tiny minority, even at best, surely, you know, I've heard a lot of people say 1% or 2%. Maybe it's 5%. I don't know. You know, here's the thing. You've got a whole massive group of impressionable children that are beat over the head constantly with this depraved media, the filthy music, the filth and sex that's in all the TV now, and I don't know what it. I hadn't went to the movie theater in a long time, but I'm sure it's just off the charts, probably for depravity. But anyway. They bring about this glorification. They bring about this justification. It's hip to be trans, and you know, and then it creates and manufactures more of it. They parade out that insane lunatic and disgrace of humanity, Bruce Jenner, whatever. Right on time, might I add. And then this whole thing is sweeping the nation. I just wanted to read that because this headline right here, this is a window of insight. To the future and to the present of where we find ourselves at in America. Delaware proposes allowing children to choose race or gender without parents' knowledge. Unbelievable. But I got to move forward. Now, I'm sure everyone knows this. I'm sure, you know, mainstream media has made everyone aware of this complete blatant hypocrisy in the world. Israel has today, which is February 4th, so this is a few days ago, I guess about a week ago, has formally started giving African invaders in that country deportation notices, saying that the sub-Saharans have 60 days to leave or be locked up indefinitely in prison, a development which is being largely ignored by the media in America and Europe. Times of Israel, directed at a Jewish readership, has given the expulsion program major publicity, but the Jewish lobby controlled in media in America and Europe have barely even mentioned it. This is in stark contrast to the media's almost blanket coverage of any part or individual in Europe or America who has dared suggest that illegal invaders be expelled from our countries. The first deportation notices in Israel were handed out to the Africans today at offices of the Jewish State's Population Immigration Authority. To get their residence permits renewed. They were there to get their resident permits renewed, but they were handed this. The deportation notices told the Africans that they will be sent to an unnamed African country that enjoys a stable government and which has developed tremendously over the last decade and has absorbed thousands of returning residents as well as migrants from various African countries. The recipients of the deportation notices are left under no illusion of what will happen to them should they not go voluntarily. They will suffer criminal sanctions and have the payments on offer reduced proportional to the length of their stay in Israel, meaning that many will get nothing at all if they refuse to leave and will be locked up in prison. On April 1st, the Jewish state will start imprisoning or forcibly expelling those Africans who have not left. And I've got the whole notice here, which I could read or might, but it's just the hypocrisy is unbelievable. Over there, they're deporting them to a country of their choosing. That would be like us saying, hey, all of you people that are here illegally, you know, who we know for sure has come here, you know, from Somalia and different African countries and Guatemala and Mexico and you name it. It'd be like us saying, hey, every one of y'all, we're sending y'all all back to Guatemala, or, you know, just pick one country. You're all going back there. And if you don't go back there, we're going to put you in prison. Could you imagine? The mind cannot even hardly fathom the meltdown that the left would have if someone of prominence in a position of power even spoke of such a thing. You know, so, I mean, and this, of course, if this was going on, let's say Break the Mirror May suggested something like this, or whatever cuck is running France at the moment, I forget their names, you know, or, well, we know sellout trader Angela Merkel would never let something like this cross her lips, but say they, you know, some alpha male ascended to power by the grace of God in Germany, and they suggested such a thing like this. The media, the control media, would go in super meltdown mode. But not so much the case when it's Israel. So I wanted to get that in. Also, this story right here was sent to me by several listeners, and that does me good. It makes me know people's out there watching, and I wanted to. Share that. I first received this from Art. In the latest instance of negligent bookkeeping at the Pentagon, now this is this past week, I had to go to RT.com to get the story, its Defense Logistics Agency has failed to account for more than, wait for it, who knows what the number is going to be? You don't know unless you've read this story. I mean, Art knows. But is it going to be billions? Or is it going to be trillions? Or is it going to be millions? Well, this time it's almost a billion, but it's $800 million intended for construction projects, Politico has revealed, citing an audit by Ernst & Young. So here, this is not, I'm not reading the same story that I've done. I don't know how many times I've done this story. I've probably done this story well over a dozen times. This is another story. It's not the same story. They're never the same story. This is a completely another story where the Pentagon has lost $800 million. The Defense Logistics Agency does not have the proper paperwork to account for at least $465 million it allegedly spent on construction projects completed in the fiscal year that ended September 30th, 2016. The Ernst & Young audit discovered. Furthermore, the agency lacks sufficient documentation for another $384 million spent on construction that is still in progress. In addition, Ernst & Young said that computer equipment assets worth some $46 million were inappropriately recorded as belonging to the DLL. The agency unable to produce documentation for another $100 million of computer systems. We cannot determine the effect of the lack of sufficient appropriate audit evidence. Blah, 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 blah. And the audit raises concerns about the oversight of the Pentagon spending, blah, 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 which, you know, they never do anything about any of this. The story goes on. I just throw that in to let you know that it's not ended. Just because Trump somehow managed to ascend to the presidency, even though Hillary Clinton was trying to buy it, the FBI was involved in trying to undermine it. And, you know, I've got a clip. I don't know if I'll have time to play it today. It's Sean Hannity again re-explaining the high levels of criminality in this whole Uranium One, and, of course, this whole Noonan's memo and the dossier. I'm just waiting. Trump's got the golden moment here. He can have the DOJ really investigate this and start the arrest and actually drain the swamp. If Trump's going to drain the swamp, he's got the keys to the kingdom. He can do it because of all the criminality under. I mean, I'm talking about not no half-assed peon head role. I'm talking about Clinton. I'm talking about Loretta Lynch. I'm talking about Barack Obama. I'm talking about Comey and all the rest. I'm talking about Rottenstein or whatever his name is. I'm talking about the whole enchilada. I'm talking about dozens, if not hundreds, maybe even thousands, hopefully, caught up in this thing. With prison sentences, you know, if they're too cucked out and too wussified to, you know, go ahead and execute them for treason, that is what should happen. Now, will that happen? My faith is very weak. But if you know who was president, that would be me. That's what would happen. That's what would happen. I wouldn't even think twice. If I had to declare martial law, whatever. If I had to bring them military home, which I would already done and shut down a bunch of these bases, and you know I'm not going to waste your time on what I would do, but that brings to mind, Trump said he wanted to have a big parade in Washington D.C. and show off the military and whatnot. I don't really care for that kind of thing. It doesn't matter to me, really, one way or the other. I'm not really for that kind of thing, though. But I just wanted to say, since it's been nothing but criticized through the media, just unbelievably. Criticized FDR. I didn't go back and look this up, but just from some of my looking into these presidencies, seeing some of the film of inaugurations and other things that happened, FDR had some displays like that with big military hardware. So did JFK, and so did Eisenhower, and there may be others that I'm not aware of. It's not that uncommon. It's not like it's never happened, but whatever. That's really probably a little bit of neither here nor there, but I wanted to get this in. This is some of the news that is just not reported that is really what is probably the most important news that should be in the world news, but will never be, apparently. But this is coming in from RT.com. The title of it is, Iran and Syria are playing with fire. Israeli military warns amid flare-up of tensions. A picture shows the remains of an Israeli F-16 that crashed after coming under fire by Syrian air defense during attacks against Iranian targets in the war-torn country on apparently this is a picture from today. It says February 10th. The IDF warned Syria and Iran against violating Israeli sovereignty, otherwise they would pay a heavy price. The Israeli military also insisted that Israel does not seek an escalation in tensions in the region. Iran and Syria are playing with fire, the Israeli Defense Force said in a statement on Twitter. The military added that it acts with determination against the attempt of the Iranian-Syrian attack and the violation of Israeli sovereignty. The IDF is prepared for a variety of scenarios and will continue to act as necessary. The IDF lashed out at the Syrian military, accusing the state of interference in the Israeli-Iranian incident, as well as Iran for using Syria as a launch pad for activity against Israel. So the situation in Syria has far from went away. And of course, Israel is keeping a is continuing to fight in the region. Tensions between Israel, Iran, and Syria have been heating up since early Saturday after the IDF intercepted an Iranian UAV which crossed from the territory of Syria into Israel. The Israeli military responded by targeting a Syrian military base where they believe the operator of the drone was located. So in response, the IDF said it struck 12 Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. Now, this is all supposed because a drone ventured over into Israeli airspace. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't, you know what I mean? But because of this, Israel strikes 12 Iranian and Syrian targets in Syria. So I just want, this is today's news, so I just wanted to share this with everyone because the possibility of real war breaking out over Syria now is still very much in the realm of the possible, for sure. And if you remember, just a few weeks ago, I'm not sure, maybe three or four, I had done the story where Putin had said to Israel, and Netanyahu's been to Moscow since this, I'm not sure what came of that, but he had said for them to quit interfering in Syria's sovereignty. They're a sovereign nation, stay out of their airspace, and quit escalating the conflict. We shall see. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio. Now, I was running down a little bit what's happening in Syria with regards to Russia and Israel. Now, I want to back up a day. This is yesterday, and this is RT as well. Moscow slams illegal U.S. presence in Syria as Pentagon reserves right to defensive attacks. You know, we're not going to ever be done trying to depose Assad, I guess, till Assad is deposed, and this is Trump's bad. This is the continuation of never-ending wars. Russia has reminded the U.S. that its presence in Syria is illegal after the coalition struck pro-government militias. Washington, however, reserved the right for defensive attacks to achieve peace from a position of strength. How about that? We reserve the right to wage war to reach peace. I mean, how Orwellian. But the U.S. presence in Syria is actually illegal, the Russian ambassador to the U.N. reminded his Western counterparts on Thursday at a closed-door meeting of the U.N. Security Council. Nobody invited them there, Vasily Nebenzah stated, emphasizing that a hard-fought for stability in Syria is being jeopardized by U.S. actions. On Wednesday, the U.S.-led coalition said it carried out several defensive airstrikes on Syrian forces. So we're back bombing the legitimate government's military in retaliation for what they described as an unprovoked attack on the so-called Syrian Democratic Forces and foreign military advisors. So, of course, we're over there continuing to push for division, for different factions to break off, and ultimately probably pursue the division of Syria, which, you know, ultimately puts them, the goal is to put them under Western powers' thumb, like we've done many of the other countries. According to the Russian Defense Ministry, the Syrian militia unit was advancing against a sleeper cell of Islamic State terrorists near the former oil processing plant when it suddenly came under massive airstrike. Excuse me. At least 25 militia men were injured in the attack. The Russian MOD noted, clarifying that pro-government troops targeted by the coalition did not coordinate their operation with the Russian command. So here they are, the legitimate Assad military is trying to fight what's left of the ragtag ISIS that we fund and support. And here we come to bomb them. And Russia is saying to the UN, which is, you know, useless, I'm sure they certainly understand by now that they don't get anywhere through the United Nations, but all of this is illegal, but it doesn't matter. International law doesn't matter when it comes to the United States or Israel. Whatever rules are in place or whatever is supposed to be the rule of law is thrown completely out of the window. That's only for the other countries that we have yet to conquer. To play by the rules of law, and this is just another prime example of this. The question begs to be asked: when will the world get enough of the continuation of the endless wars from America? All right, we're coming up on the top of the hour. We've got a lot of news next hour. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Razor and I want my line on that silver blade.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.